Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Mihai Shvechia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Here with the film Hope You Die Next Time. Is there also a smiley face in the English language version of the title?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so imagine a smiley face if you're listening to this podcast. The first question is just for the benefit of our listeners and also to start our conversation. Would you like to maybe introduce your film, tell us a little bit about the story, and then we can get started from there. Tell us as much as you'd like.
Okay. This story is a cyber bully story. This is a teenager drama with some thriller elements. This film works with two viewpoints. One is the viewpoint of the victim, and the other is a viewpoint of the bully.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that decision to get the two viewpoints, just from a filmmaking point of view? Why did you decide to do that?
When I started to work on this story, I just felt I want to make a film about teenagers. And then I started to make interviews with Hungarian teenagers, because this is a Hungarian movie. Because I didn't want to make a nostalgic film about my teenager age. So I try to understand this new generation. And when I made these interviews, I felt the main problem is this new communication, these smartphone applications, and the social media, and these chat programs, and this kind of communication. And I try to find a story for this, and I used some elements for these teenagers' real stories. But at the end, I wrote my original story, and I felt when I want to make when I want to understand what is happening, I have to show a story for a bullier also, not just the victim. And I felt is it much more interesting if I don't show these two story parallel, so that this is the reason why I took this break in the half of the film.
So you also want to understand both the victim and the bully, basically.
Yes. Because you know, these guys are not adults. Because I felt of course this bully thing is a guilt, but they also don't understand a lot of things because they don't have enough references, and they just sometimes they just want to have somebody who love him, or just try to find the places in the group, and they just want to show this is not just a simple guilt. They also have a lot of pain and and other kind of things.
But it's also, I guess, just the system, you know, the structures that are in place. I mean, I remember a scene, if we're talking about the bully, with his stepfather, I guess I could call him, who tells him, you know, how he shouldn't just stay with one girl, he should sleep with lots of different girls. And I think that's a very macho and manly idea and thought that is put into young people's heads. So in my opinion, it also shows how some of these things are also handed down from previous generations, and in a way they're a little timeless, you know.
Yes, of course.
So, and talking about cyberbullying in particular, which your film explores a lot, do you think that things have gotten worse, or it's just that the tools are different and they were always pretty bad?
I think the difference is you can watch everything on the internet, what is happening with the teenagers because of this social media. Because they make Instagram stories and Facebook posts always. So this is their life is an open book for everybody, and I think this is very different, because if you take your life to the internet and to these platforms, you can get some comments and other kind of things, so chat messages or this kind of things. So you are always online, and you are always connected, and you are always
under surveillance. You're always watched.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big difference.
Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thanks. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.